Yo, yo, yo. Welcome, everyone, all my lovely voice tubers. Today's pronunciation challenge. God, I can't talk today. My name is Sam, and I'll be your host for today. Today, we're going to be looking at a video that is called Why is Macau So Rich? Anyway, let's get into our challenge. I'm talking too much. Now, Macau is hoping to diversify its revenues beyond gaming by taking after Vegas and upping its entertainment offerings. So that was a little fast. I'm going to read it slowly one more time. Now, Macau is hoping to diversify its revenues beyond gaming by taking after Vegas and upping its entertainment offerings. That's our sentence. It's got some tricky words. Diversify, upping, entertainment offerings, revenues. Yeah, diversify. Did I say that? Anyway, a lot of tricky words. So if you find today's challenge a little tricky, don't worry. Now, our vocabulary. We have diversify. Diversify. And you might know another form of this word with the same root. And that word is diverse. Diverse. So if something is diverse, it often means that there are many different variations of it. Like there is a lot of different kinds of something, often referring to people. For example, I am from Toronto, and we often say Toronto is very diverse. Very diverse. So if we say it's very diverse, that means that it has people from all around the world of different races, nationalities, religions, blah, 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 blah. It's very diverse. So to diversify means to make something more diverse, means to make it, you know, have more variation, have more different kinds of something in it. So in this context, hoping to diversify its revenues means to have more different revenue sources, different ways to earn money, and not just casinos. That's what that means. So that's diverse and diversify. And diversity, so diversity means how diverse something is. So you could say, you know, Toronto's greatest asset is its diversity. Or you could say, diversity is very important to me. Something like that. Next, we have revenue. Revenue. And revenue is the money that you make. So it could be like for a country. Usually it's for a company. But, you know, you could say like a monthly revenue. You know, that's the revenue, the money you make in 1 month. Or annual revenue, which is the money you make in 1 year. That's usually referring to companies. And I've added another word here just to explain the difference, and that is profit. So revenue is the money that you make, the money that you receive. But profit is the money that you make after you pay your costs. So if you are selling, I don't know, you sell lemonade, and it, you know, each cup has $1 of ingredients. You know, that's your cost, but you charge $5. So you make $4 profit, but $5 revenue. That's the difference between those two. Next, we have up. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking up. Sam, I know this word. You don't need to teach me up, up, down, left, right. That's easy. But no, up in this case is being used as a verb. So in the video, he says, diversify its revenues beyond gaming by taking after Vegas and upping its entertainment offerings. So in this case, upping its entertainment offerings means, you can look at the next two words, it means by boosting its entertainment offerings, you know, sort of make them better, or you could say increase them, right? Increasing your entertainment offerings. And that just means offering more ways for people to entertain themselves, right? So, you know, providing more things that people can do for entertainment. That's what it means by upping its entertainment offerings. And if you're wondering, I didn't explain. So in the sentence, he also says, Macau is hoping to diversify its revenues beyond gaming by taking after Vegas. This taking after it means essentially copying, learning from Vegas. That's what that means. Anyway, I'm going to read our sentence one more time and then we'll wrap it up. Now, Macau is hoping to diversify its revenues beyond gaming by taking after Vegas and upping its entertainment offerings. That is it for today. Thank you all so much for listening. Let me know down in the comments, have you been to Macau? And if not, would you like to go? Are you interested in Macau? What do you know about Macau? Anyway, that's all we have for today. My name is Sam. Thank you all one final time for listening, all of my lovely, lovely voice tubers. And I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.